So call AIG Direct right now for your free quote. 1-800-400-0698. That's 1-800-400-0698.
Need a new CPAP? Then we need you. We're CPAP.com, and we recently overstocked the world's best CPAP machines. Top-of-the-line devices from brands like ResMed and Philips Respironics. Call now and get one of these overstocked CPAPs for a fraction of the price. We'll even give you free next-day air shipping. Call 1-800-900-3118. The best part? No insurance needed. We're giving out these CPAPs at prices so low, they'll cost less than your copay and deductible through insurance. CPAP.com has shipped over 1 million orders and has the world's largest selection of CPAPs and accessories. With no retail overhead or costly middlemen, we're the best way to get comfortable, effective sleep apnea equipment at incredibly low prices. Again, CPAP.com has overstocked premium CPAPs. Call now to get a ResMed or Philips Respironics machine for a fraction of the price with free next-day air shipping. Call 1-800-900-3118. Hurry. When these overstocked CPAPs are gone, they're really gone. That's 1-800-900-3118.
Looking for new carpet, maybe new tile? You found it with Carpet Masters. How about this? That carpet has been ruined by the cat or the dog? Let Carpet Masters rip it up and install brand new carpet. They'll bring the showroom to you so you can pick and choose which is the best carpet for your living room. All of the samples will come right to your house courtesy of Carpet Masters. While you're there, ask about them cleaning your ducts too. STLCarpetMasters.com, 636-532-1311 or STLCarpetMasters.com.
Now it's Cece's. Take your taste buds on a ride with Philly cheesesteak pizza, Santa Fe chicken, and Kansas City Pulled Pork Barbecue. They're new on the Unlimited Buffet, just $5 and change. Cece's.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
It's Frank. You folks who are baby boomers, you remember when we were kids, the size of the kitchens in our houses? And I think I'm speaking for most people except maybe rich kids. Tiny. I mean, there was no center island. What was that? Nobody had that. Nobody had double sinks. We didn't have a dishwasher. Things have changed. Even the most, I guess I should say an average priced home now has a pretty nice kitchen. Kitchen is a big deal, a big part of the home. And nice bathrooms are important. If you told me as a kid, hey, someday they'll put in tubs with jets in there and the bubbles. And what are you talking about? Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. This is the company you want to talk to if you're considering remodeling your kitchen or bathroom. Make sure the name Price is in at least one of the companies you're talking to. They don't care if you talk to 10 people. You know why? Because you're pretty sure they're going to win. They're going to win your trust. They're going to win your business. Because when you compare their process and what you get for the money with them, not that they're cheap. They don't work cheap. They work right. They're perfectionists. I think that's who you'll go with. That's what happened with us. Thompson Price. Please make sure the name Price is in at least one of the companies you deal with when you're going to completely remodel a kitchen or bathroom. Check out their showroom. They'd love to have you come by. It's in De Pere, less than half mile east of 270, right next to McAllister's Deli. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com.
I asked him, why don't pick a 70s song? He put the 70s song.
That's it.
The quintessential 70s song.
That's what I think.
All right, name these guys. Barry.
Maurice.
Robin,
Barry.
Zeppo. Robin.
Ren Robin.
The Gibbs.
Yeah, the Gibbs.
Zeppo, Harpo, Chico. That's the Marx Brothers. This is a great movie. And if it wasn't for the terrible disco movement and horrible disco people, this would be on everybody's
The disco movement at the time, I thought it the same thing. It was horrendous. But it's really funny, and that's about the time I started in radio, and some of these songs come back, and it just takes me back to that time, and it's kind of cool. But as far as living it, ugh.
Anybody wanting to know what happens when you mix narcissism, Quaaludes, cocaine, and polyester, you get disco.
Disco.
We got a great segment. We got a great hour. Two down, one to go. My last hour of the week. Paul Harris will be here tomorrow. And let's just start this last rush hour check back with one of our favorite segments, right?
That's right. Live from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. It's all brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456, or download the STL Taxi app free. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Bill.
Well, hey, everybody. How's it going?
Bill. Fantastic. How are you?
Real well. I just heard you talking about the 70s. You guys, or at least Tim, much, much, much older than I am.
Yes.
Take one of those muches away, would you?
I'm curious if you had an afro in the 70s. I know my dad had an afro in the 70s.
Are you serious?
Not much of one, but he had one, and his friends. I don't know if folks have seen you or they can picture you, Tim, but I can't imagine. Did you have an afro?
I did not have an afro, but a girl that I was dating at the time, Kim Guglione, talked me into getting a perm, and I got a perm.
Wow.
You go, Bradley Cooper.
Oh, yeah. What about you, Scott?
Of course I did. For someone that doesn't have much hair, I had a lot of it, and it was soft, and it was curly, and of course my mom didn't cut it between 1975 and 1982. And I would say third, fourth, and fifth grade, I think I can say it's on the air, Jufro. It was horrible. And I have the...
Oh, goodness.
I had the white leather belt. I had...
Jufro.
I think I had a velour shirt, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But yes, I did have a form of an afro.
Flashbacks, as we're talking about.
I wish
about
I had it, so I could cut it off and then have hair.
So since this is sort of my Friday, I'm not on Friday, Thursday's my Friday, I thought we'd do something a little bit different here. I got some great news today. I found out that my book that I've been expecting to be coming out in the fall, I just got a call a few hours ago. They're moving it up. It'll now be out in the spring. I'm very excited. So it's been the kind of a whirlwind day getting stuff.
Nice.
Thanks, everybody.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Tell us about this book a little bit.
Oh, sure.
Well, I know it's probably a travel log or history.
That's okay.
Tell us about that.
It's 100 things to do in America before you die, and which almost sounds a little morbid, but it's really not. There are a lot of people that write about sort of bucket list places you have to go and things you have to see, and this book is a little bit different. It's experiences to have all across the United States. I'll give you one example, and you have to pay for the book to get the rest. But one of them is have Thomas Jefferson ice cream at Mount Rushmore.
Did you know
there was such a thing?
No.
Thomas Jefferson is on the record as being the first person to record a recipe for ice cream in the United States. He's the very first one that recorded a recipe for it, had the recipe. So they serve his ice cream, the very recipe that he brought over, or at least that had wrote down. They serve it at Mount Rushmore. So as you can kind of see, instead of just, hey, go to Mount Rushmore, it's, hey, do this while you're at Mount Rushmore. And there's a bunch of those all throughout the book, and it was a lot of fun writing and putting together, and I'm going to get to go around the country and do kind of a national book tour and talk with folks and do a little multimedia presentation in different cities, and it's going to be a lot of fun. But inspiring people to take road trips across America. So I was curious, you three in the studio there, what's your best road trip memory in life or as a kid? Most people remember them from childhood, but what do you think?
I'll tell you, go back to the 70s. 1978, my Uncle Mel packed me and his two kids, my cousin Mark and Stuart, into a station wagon, and we actually drove from St. Louis, because I was visiting that summer, and we went west through and to and back from California, and it was the most miserable and greatest experience of my life.
Were you buckled in, or were you like in the back just running around like most kids did?
We didn't know nor care what seatbelts were, but it was three of us across, and it was so exhausting on the way back that we slept through the Rocky Mountains. It was a fantastic trip, and I loved that. And it was a good trip.
What about you, Timmy?
I don't know. Go pass me here.
You don't have any memory of taking a road trip ever?
I went to Belleville 3 weeks ago.
No, you know that. I guess we did the road trips every year. And but the thing is, Bill, with my dad being from Wisconsin, every single time we did a road trip, no matter if we went out to Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, we always ended up back in Minnesota and Wisconsin. So you know, those are the road trips we did. And I guess if you want to go back to when we were in college,
for a one-way trip, like is that used to drop you off somewhere and never pick you up? What do you mean?
No, it's just we're going to go somewhere different this year. We'd go out to Colorado, but then we'd wind our way up north and then back east, and we'd be in Wisconsin. I guess if you wanted to call real road trips, it would be when I was in, was in Cape Girardeau. We'd load up my Carmen Ghia with about five people and head down to Memphis or New Orleans or something like that.
That's before they had dogs that sniffed for
really for illegals. Illegal substances.
David.
Hey, what about David's in the studio today, right?
Yes. Right, I am here, and I'd say my most memorable one was when I was 10 years old. My parents surprised my brother and I. It was right after school ended, so about 2 days before we thought we were just going to Cleveland to visit my dad's family, and they surprised us with a trip to Disney World. And that was so memorable because it was the first time driving through the mountains in Tennessee, and then first time actually seeing palm trees in person in their native habitat.
Nice. And it's funny you mentioned that. One of the things in the book, all right, I'm going to give you two.
Wait a minute. I thought we had to pay for this. Write this down, everybody.
One of the other things actually in the book is to see fireworks at Walt Disney World in Florida, because that is one of the most amazing things you'll ever see. It's unbelievable. But that's it. So great. Thank you very much for making me not do a real segment today.
No.
It was lovely.
What's the name of the book?
It's 100 Things to Do in America Before You Die.
Oh, you already said that.
Yeah, I said that already.
Okay. We almost said the book on tape.
It'll be out in May, and so we'll talk about it.
All right.
You know, I'm sitting here trying to think, Bill, at your statement before when you said 100 things to see before you die, and you said, well, it sounds kind of morbid. What's morbid about it? We all die.
Well, it's sort of like a bucket list type of book. The phrase is so overused now, bucket list. But essentially, that's what it is, 100 things. And as a starting point, there are certainly more than 100 things that you can do or should do in the United States before you kick the bucket, but these were my here's what I wanted to do when I wrote this thing. I wanted, this is going to sound stupid, but let's say some alien lands on the planet Earth and has no idea what the heck America is. If you were to do all 100 of these experiences, you would completely understand the fabric of America, I believe, from food and art and sports and everything, history. So that was sort of the way I put it together.
Congratulations on writing a book. That's an awesome thing.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Guys, we knew him when.
Look at that.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
See ya.
See you later, Bill. Have a good weekend.
Now, if you want to talk to him, you have to book him and do an interview about his
book. Yeah, that's right.
Let's stay in the 70s since we were talking about that a little bit earlier. Had a little 70s nostalgic music. I was talking yesterday with my girlfriend, and she didn't have a washcloth. And I said, well, you could use my shirt. She was like, dry her hands off. And she goes, I can't use your shirt. It's not going to. And you know what I was thinking of, Tim? When I was about the age that I had that afro, I had a velour shirt. Velour. Do you remember that fabric? It was like a towel that they made into a shirt.
Yeah.
And I had one of these things, and they used to make running suits out of them. I think that some famous people had those running suits. Remember Three's Company?
Yes.
Larry from Three's Company.
Oh my God.
Ran around in a velour.
You have to pick him.
Larry Dallas.
Yeah.
Did you know that guy's name's Robert Klein? And not the Robert Klein with the harmonica.
Right.
Richard Klein. That would be right. So you don't have to confuse him with anybody because his name is Richard Klein. Do you know that he fought in Vietnam before he was on Three's Company?
I did not know that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was getting nostalgic for the 70s because we've been playing the music, and I didn't have a velour shirt for my girlfriend to wash to dry her hands off with. And, Larry from Three's Company came to mind. And then I said, you know what? Back in the 70s, they had really cool jingles for restaurants and for other products. And I found this in the archives. You might remember it. It's Hamburger Place, ladies and gentlemen.
Grab a bucket and mop. Scrub the bottom and top. There is nothing so clean at my burger machine. With a broom and a brush. Clean it up for the rush.
Know what it's from yet?
Before you open the door. What a shine on the floor. When we finish, what then?
No, I don't remember.
It's coming.
Over again.
Do you believe if I said I remember?
I you're like a savant with this stuff. So yes, I believe it. Remember this?
Yeah.
You deserve a break today. There were people in that you wouldn't believe. There's a video of this, and I remember a version of this growing up as a kid. Remember Good Times, the show Good Times?
Yes.
Okay. The dad was played by John Amos. He's in that commercial. And do you like the movie Boogie Nights?
You know, actually, I did like the movie Boogie Nights.
How great
kinda
is that movie with Burt Reynolds? The guy that played the creepy pedophile colonel that he at the end wanted to bail him out of jail, and the Burt Reynolds character wouldn't do it.
Yeah,
it's an actor by the name of Robert Ridgely, who actually died before the thing was released. Robert Ridgely was a pretty famous character actor and a famous stage actor. His first real gig was in this commercial.
Really?
So they got these, like, and John Amos was in Roots not long after that.
Right.
So it's a pretty famous people in that commercial. But that's the white version. Okay. That was the suburban the version. But then they wrote an R&B version of the same song that was performed by a guy named Jimmy Radcliffe, who was a 1960s. He died, I think, of complications from diabetes or kidney failure. He was a really famous R&B singer. Here's the R&B version of that very same song. Say they call that urban, right?
Yeah, it is urban.
That's like Stax Records. I mean, that's pretty. That's like a great song.
Yeah,
pull it up a little bit. It's better than that one. Okay, so there you got the two McDonald's songs, and then the reason I mention this is not to play things for the Hamburger Clown, but to tell you a story, a legal story that I saw. Thanks to the Huffington Post, right? They ruin everything, right? That catchphrase, you deserve a break today, it survived for a while, Dave, and then they ruined it in the 1980s. Do we have a 1980s version of this horrible thing? Oh, this is terrible.
Luckily, this is only a 30-second one.
It's a bunch of kids that don't have smartphones, so they had to go to football practice and jump rope and pull each other's hair in their acid wash jeans and their mullets. Terrible, right? All right, it's awful. So bad that not only did we just take it off, but McDonald's abandoned this trademark that they had put in 1971. And in 2014, there was an article in the Huffington Post that said, McDonald's no longer has the trademark to You Deserve a Break Today. So it was available, and I went on to what is the great website, search site for the United States Trademark and Patent Office, and did a search for You Deserve a Break Today. And I thought maybe as a treat, I would come in here and announce that I had obtained the rights to the trademark You Deserve a Break Today. I was going to make an announcement on the air, and then I was going to contact McDonald's in Brookline. No, it's not Brookfield, Illinois, up by Chicago, and try to sell that back to them. Well, guess what, Tim? The Huffington Post, they ruined it all. Because right after that article ran in September of 2014, McDonald's went back after a couple of years of not owning it and got the trademark of You Deserve a Break Today back trademarked in their name.
Really?
And they sent out this cheesy postcard to show that they're using it with an old-fashioned McDonald's. I have the actual record of this. It's serial number 724-4974. They re-upped their trademark of "You Deserve a Break" today. And I know no one can see this because it's radio, but literally, when you think about a trademark, you'd like, okay, well, there's like a really cool logo, or there's really something intricate. You know, it's like the largest fast food chain in the entire world. Tim Weiland, I'm going to hold this piece of paper up. I did not make this. This is actually a filing from the U.S. Trademark and Patent Office. It is a just,
it just
all
says,
caps. I guess that's
"You Deserve a Break" today.
Yeah. What is that font that they use? Is that the
David
New
would
York
know.
Times Roman?
Yeah,
font?
Times New Roman.
Times New Roman. It's about 14 font, all caps, typed "You Deserve a Break" today. That's it. And they paid like $50. So we blew it. My whole thing is blown. I was going to go to the patent office and apply for the trademark for "You Deserve a Break" today. And now we're left with that. But here's what we do have. We do have the great legacy of the 1970s with velour shirts. Remember Jacquard? There was a Jacquard, like they would make shirts that were like fluffy. It was called a Jacquard mill, where people would wear those like hats.
Oh, yeah,
like
the hats,
the
yeah.
Pimp hats, yeah. And all that stuff. Hats. I don't know if this stuff's ever going to come back in style, but I did learn this. Jennifer J-Lo. What's her name?
Jennifer Lopez?
Yeah, do we have the boing? Jennifer, how about this? Jennifer Lopez. Yes, she has come out with a line of clothing recently. You probably know the answer. I'm leading the witnesses. Gentlemen, do you know what fabric it's made from?
Velour.
That is correct. Very good, David. Velour. So here it comes 40 years later, thanks to Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, David, that's funny.
Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, we're a little slower than they are when Frank coming. And the gang are here.
Nah, you're doing just fine. So just so that we can put a wrapper and a bow on this. Oh, by the way, that "You Deserve a Break" today, McDonald's, the sort of white suburban version, sung by Barry Manilow. Don't boing that. Food writer by guy Mandy and Copacabana and all that. He got his start writing and singing jingles. He did not write it. He got credit for writing it. He did not write it, but he did sing it. And so let's put a bow on this sort of nostalgic look at the 1970s. Well, 70s is this. ELO. That's right. Dude is a 70s DJ.
Oh, I can't. I never could. Talk puke, you mean?
Everybody, that's ELO, the Electric Light Orchestra.
Electric Light Orchestra, everybody.
Hey, on the Large Morning Show, the Big Flat 50 KTRS.
Do you know that? Do you know that is broadcasters call that the puke sound?
It sounds like.
If you ever say somebody sounds pukey, that's what it is.
Well, David Solomon, why don't we do this? Why don't we take a check of traffic and see what's going on the road?
Brought to you by the fabulous Fox Theater at the KTRS Traffic Desk. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, silliness. let's see. They are working with this accident on westbound Highway 70 between Union and Jennings Station Road. The two right lanes are blocked, and you are backed up to Grand. You go further west, they have cleared the accident that was on westbound 70 near Air Flight. Now, you're still running pretty heavy, though, westbound from Highway 170, and that goes all the way out to about Lindbergh. And then they cleared the accident that was near Zumbel and Cave Springs. Now, eastbound Highway 70 drivers taking a look at this accident in the westbound lanes are jammed up from 170 through Jennings Station Road. You have westbound 44, a little slowdown now between Laclede Station and Berry Road. You have another slowdown between the Geyer Road overpass that goes all the way out past Bowles Avenue, almost to 141. Eastbound 40 downtown is slowing now a little bit better. Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound Compton out to McCausland, and southbound 170, we're slow from Olive through 40. This traffic report is brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Kids borrowing the car? Now with Hum by Verizon, you can get the notifications if they're driving too fast or going places they shouldn't. Find out how to make your car smarter, safer, and more connected at hum.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Desk.
Thank you, Tim. We'll have Mike Evans after spots right after this. What a terrible thing to lose.
direct from Broadway. The acclaimed masterpiece, Cabaret, is coming to the Fabulous Fox Theater March 7th through the 19th. Tickets at MetroTix.com.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, let's talk refinancing. And, of course, you know I'm now going to talk about Stuart Rosenblum and Stuart's American Mortgage Corp. You can either listen to me talk about this or just pick up the phone now because this was a reminder for you to call 314-324-4440. Why do it now? Well, interest rates are on the verge of going higher, and I don't want you to be the one to say, ah, if I'd have just called the last time Carney was talking about this. Hopefully this will be the last time. Call now and refinance. Lower your monthly payments. Get some cash back out of your house. Shorten the term of your loan. So many different advantages, but it all starts with a phone call from you to Stuart at no cost. The Bega loan has zero closing costs. 314-324-4440 or online at stuartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 2675679.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a man over 40 who can't stay in shape, it's not your fault. Your body has less free testosterone, and that can put any guy in a slump. Even a Hall of Fame slugger like Frank Thomas. The big hurt.
After I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's stamina product, powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle by texting GET to 42424.
Thanks to Nugenix, I'm really getting after it again.
With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. Get your complimentary bottle by texting GET to 42424. That's G-E-T to 42424.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs. 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care.
I think the biggest thing in changing out the wood spindles to iron is that most everyone has wood, so most balustrades look the same.
George Thomas, the owner of Sterco.
And with the iron, you can personalize your balustrade by picking something that's unique with a finish and a style and a combination of balusters that really open up the look of the room.
Sterco can make your home a safer place, updating it to conform to today's building codes.
Most people can't believe the difference of the change, and that's why I say go to our website, because you can see a lot of before and after pictures of some of the jobs that we've done. And when we take out those wood spindles, it just seems to open up the room.
To see the quality and safety that Sterco can add to the character of your home, go to Sterco.net. Sterco.net. Sterco.
Stairs are all we do.
618-920-6059.
Your doctor told you to use a CPAP machine for your sleep apnea. But did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? Just one drop of water left inside your tubing or mask can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria. Suddenly, your sleep solution turns into a nightmare. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes, and it's hands-free. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-700-4961.
SoClean is amazing. I had a cold that couldn't kick despite regularly washing a mask and antibacterial dish soap. 2 days after using SoClean, the cold was gone and hasn't returned.
SoClean destroys CPAP germs without any water, chemicals, or disassembly. Try it risk-free and see for yourself. Keep your doctor's orders, but ditch the germs. To get your risk-free 30-day trial while supplies last, call 1-800-700-4961. Hurry. That's 1-800-700-4961.
The only thing that B. Michael Cordy of the Cordy Law Firm likes more than a Kirkwood or a Webster win is a win for you in your workers' compensation case. Mike grew up a statesman, but his family are all pioneers. The Cordy Law Firm helps injured workers get the treatment and compensation they deserve and is proud to support both the Webster and Kirkwood communities. Cordy Law. Don't go to court without the Cordy Law Firm. K-O-R-T-E. Law.com. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Be prepared for every season with Firestone FR710 all-season tires. They're now 10% off at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
It's Frank in the Dominican. I don't know if I'm taking my shirt off right now in the Dominican Republic or not, but I might for the first time in a long time because I lost 35 pounds and I did it months ago with the help of MD Health and Wellness. They're in Bridgeton. Are you overweight? The answer to that for many of you is yes. And if you're at least 20, 25, 30, certainly more pounds overweight, they'd like to meet with you. If you want to lose 5 pounds, I'm not into that. You can do that on your own. It's pretty easy. You should be able to. But it's tough. It's tough when you want to lose 30 pounds or 40. I lost 35. Still gone. I don't ever want to see it again. Thank you, MD Health and Wellness. When you go there, please tell them your AM and the PM. Check in with me. Let me know you've gone. Let me know you started. Let me know your progress. Tell me how much weight you've lost. It's easy. I have an easy email, frankopinion@yahoo.com. MD Health and Wellness. MDHealthWellness.com.
Best restaurant in St. Louis is Annie Gunn's, and right next door is the Smokehouse Market, and they bring us the best segment on this year's show. I am so glad to welcome back to his regular segment from Southern California, Mr. Mike Evans.
Come on. Very pleasant, good day, St. Louis. Your pop quiz question today, here you go. What big dollar item, big ticket item, is Katy Perry shopping for? A 737 jet? A yacht? A secluded island in the Caribbean, or Picasso paintings? Answer in just a minute. TV news, you may have heard that Lindsay Lohan is shopping a new reality show called Nerd. It's like half like the movie Nerd and about half like the TV show Ashton Kutcher's Punked. Well, the networks aren't going to pay her any money for it. They would maybe work the deal where she would get part of the percentage of profits if there was any. I don't think this thing ever goes on the air. Nobody trusts Lindsay Lohan, and it's just an idea. And Punked is gone, so I don't see that happening.
Yeah, she blew it.
She really did. She had everything going for her and just met the enemy, and it was me.
Yeah.
Shark Tank and Hawaii Five-0 keep slipping in the ratings, while Shark Tank is a cash cow, costs nothing to produce. Not the case with Five-0. Costs a lot of money to produce that show over there. Could be aloha for Hawaii Five-0. And no matter what you have heard, there will not be a Happy Days reunion. That's not going to happen. I mean, who wants to see a Happy Days reunion? I mean,
yeah.
I don't get it.
Tom Bosley's gone. And
on the other hand, have you seen This Is Us?
No.
It's been 2 years since somebody beat up Big Bang Theory, but This Is Us did it. It is the most watched show in the United States. This Is Us, it's on Tuesday nights. You've got to see it. It's a great show. It cost over $100 million. And it was supposed to be a huge movie, but Irishman with Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci and Al Pacino and others, a mob movie and inside story of what was supposedly really happened to Jimmy Hoffa. This movie is now just about completed, but it looks like all the blowback against Robert De Niro and they fear blowback against Hollywood 6-7 months from now when it's supposed to be released may affect the box office. This $100 million movie may be going straight to Netflix.
Oh, my God.
That's never happened before. The Oscars are going to be a joke. One celebrity after another, slamming Trump. I'll be at the red carpet covering that. I don't know if I'm going to stay or just get a bottle of wine and head back home and work out my mute button. I don't figure that out yet. New York Post headline, a new health craving fad is beets, the vegetable beets. It's called a cure-all. Personally, I hate beets.
Yeah,
above the photograph of gorgeous and recipes and plates of beautiful the beautiful purple and red vegetable, New York Post headline screams, Beauty and the Beets. Beauty and the Beets. That's not bad at all, actually. And finally.
No, please.
It's a terrible thing. What big dollar item is Katy Perry shopping for? 737 jet, a huge yacht, a secluded island in the Caribbean, or Picasso paintings?
I think an island.
I'm going to go with the Picasso paintings.
I'm joining Tim. I think everybody needs an island.
Picasso paintings.
Wow. Yeah,
that's 2 for $3 for me.
Everybody have a great day. We'll do it again tomorrow. Mike Evans, see ya.
See ya, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Mike Evans, everybody, brought to you by Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market. Timmy?
And David, what the hell with you? I'm 0 for 4. You're already 2 for 3.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't have even... pretended on purpose to get those wrong. Good
My
job.
Next step is going to be to try to apply that skill to the Powerball.
Yeah, well,
look at that. We were 4 for 4, and Evans knocked it out of the park every day, as he does every time he's on the air. We got a few minutes left here. I know my obsession with the 70s sounds like it's a problem for me, but I'm a little nostalgic for it. So this song came out in the 70s. I first... got familiar with it. Was this Whitehead and McFadden?
McFadden and Whitehead. Ain't no stopping us now.
Here's how I know the song. My dad and my uncle owned a restaurant down by Wash U when Forest Park Parker was at Big Ben. It was called Millbrook, right?
Millbrook, yeah.
And it was called the Pastrami Joint. And I, you know, it was child labor laws. Nobody cared about that in the family. So when I was like 7, 8, 10, I'd want to go down there and hang out because there are other places out in Creve Coeur that people were obnoxious. I didn't want to be around them. Cool college students and hot chicks, even though you're 10. So one of my jobs was, besides being a busboy, was put quarters in the jukebox and play music. And so I got really pretty good at 70s music. The Chuck E's in Love, who's that, Tim?
Ricky Lee Jones.
Ricky Lee Jones, the Eagles, ELO, the stuff that we played. And this song, not only did I really think was cool and kind of funky and kind of R&B, but David tells me, and I do remember this, this became the theme song for one of St. Louis's most beloved sports franchises, now defunct, right?
Right. The St. Louis Steamers, they were in their heyday back in the early 80s when they were playing at the arena, indoor soccer, a game specifically designed for television, and at one time, the Steamers were the second best drawing professional indoor sports team in North America, behind only the Edmonton Oilers, and that was in their heyday with Wayne Gretzky, Mark Messier, and those guys. So the Steamers, they were the thing. Friday night, St. Louis, early 80s, first professional sporting event I ever attended was a St. Louis Steamers game when I was an infant. My parents, they made me wait till I was 3 for the Cardinals, older for other sports, but they did get me to the Steamers right away.
That is awesome. They played with the red and black ball. It was like a hockey rink, and you'd kick the soccer ball.
I think I still have one of those miniature balls somewhere.
Now, who was that guy? The goalie was a famous guy.
Slobo Ilievski. In fact, the St. Louis Ambush, the reincarnation that plays out at Family Arena, they're actually giving away Slobo Ilievski bobblehead dolls to the first few fans who go to their game Sunday afternoon, and that was not a paid endorsement, by the way.
Tim, did you go to this stuff?
I only went to one Steamers game, but it was probably the biggest thing in St. Louis It was unbelievable.
I went to a couple, again, on vacations, and it was awesome. And Detroit didn't have anything like it. They played like the steam would come back.
Mm-hmm. They were the first with the big introductions. You'd have the steam heat dancers.
It was steam heat. Fun, can we reset that song? Maybe we can like thank everybody this week in the style that they would introduce steamers from the old St. Louis Steamers.
Ladies and gentlemen,
right? Something like that?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to thank the following people for making this program what it was this week. This is my last week. Thank you to Bill Cleveland.
Yay, Bill.
There was a lot more applause at the Steamers game.
There you go.
We need like more cheers, more fans.
Woo! How about we give it up from Southern California, Mr. Mike Evans?
Yeah, Mike.
How about from the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic? How about we give it up for Dr. Doug Pernikoff?
Yeah, Dr. Doug.
How about Monday, don't forget, from right here at KTRS, Mr. Jose Hernandez.
Jose!
From the Washington Elizabeth Exit in Florissant, Missouri. You know him, you love him. He owns his own building a lot. How about for John Londoff Jr.? Am I missing anyone? How about these two guys? Oh, yeah. Again, from St. Louis, Missouri, via Miami, Florida. How about we give it up for Mr. Max Foisey? And finally, ladies and gentlemen, two guys that you know them, you love them. From the skies of St. Louis, the intrepid traffic reporter and producer this week of this year program. How about I give it up for Mr. Tim Weiland?
Traffic, yeah!
And at the board and behind the mic, from St. Louis, Missouri, his family's from Cleveland. You know him, you love him. He just got back from spring training. Mr. David Solomon. And a guy from Detroit that has been
here. Take care of this.
Okay.
And from Detroit, Michigan, taking the airwaves, giving legal advice to the masses, the one, the only, Scott Sherman.
Thank you.
Nice job, man.
Thank you.
Nice.
I'm throwing my shirt into the crowd.
And you didn't even punch anyone out doing these announcements either.
Getting it back.
You know, and if I could say something, Scott, and let everybody know.
I don't even know that.
You know, you're not a radio guy.
No.
You are not trained in radio.
Nope.
You got into a show here at KTRS, and then stuff happened, and now Frank got you, and now you're hosting a show. So, I mean, you're not a radio guy, and you did. That's pretty good. You take anybody non-radio and do what you're doing. They're not going to do anything as what you've
done. Thank
you,
sir. And of
course,
nice job. We can't do any of this without the audience. Thank you, audience.
Thank you, listeners.
Right now, we need to get the audience home.
We do. Tim's got your last check of traffic before 6 o'clock.
Okay, you've got a new accident now. Eastbound Highway 70 past 170. The left lane is blocked there. Another accident on North Outer 40 Drive before Highway 141. The right lane is shut down there. Looking at the map, it looks like we're still pretty slow, even though they cleared the accident between Union and Jennings Station. Still a little bit slow from Union now out through Lucas and Hunt. Eastbound 270 now is east of McDonald through New Florissant. Southbound 170, Forest Park Parkway down through Highway 40, and westbound 40 getting better. It's Boyle through McCausland. The Ectrogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It is the top choice of doctors, nurses, and other health professionals nationwide. Now it could be your choice, too. Get yours at Toys R Us and Babies R Us. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Desk.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Baldwin, Arnold, Town and Country, and the World.
Streaming live at KTRS.com. And I've got to give a special shout-out to my mom's half of the family, the Wolf Feldman clan, hailing from St. Louis, Missouri, not forgetting my roots.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, everybody. I had a great time this week. Thanks to Frank and the gang for letting me fill in. Thanks to you for listening. Have a safe trip home, and Paul Harris will be here tomorrow. Brendan and Jim will be by 6:30.
Space 6:30, followed by Mizzou Women's Basketball at 7.
Outstanding. Thanks. Have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe, and we'll see you sometime soon. I'll be back next Thursday. This is the Big 550 KTRS. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
I don't know how we walked away with the way we did without having broken bones.
The victim of a horrific crash along 55 South in Jefferson County speaks out about that accident and the impact on her life.
Two girls murdered just steps from their home. The search tonight for their killer.
A police pursuit from Wentzville to Hazelwood. The suspects arrested and why police started the chase.
First at 6, the victim in a terrible hit-and-run crash on Interstate 55 in Jefferson County is talking tonight about the accident and its aftermath.
Fox 2's Chandra Thomas, she caught up with the victim who says that she cannot believe the other driver took off, leaving her family in distress.
Yeah, it's been a horrible couple of days for this woman. Julia Bono says she had a hard time sleeping.